2014, encore 5 500 000 personnes ont fui leur maison, forcées de se réfugier dans des villes, des pays, loin de chez eux.
Hello and welcome to African Media. I'm Zina Tansrud. Today we're going to talk about Aware Migrants, a campaign by IOM, the International Organization for Migration, to raise awareness about the dangers of illegal immigration. We're going to focus on one aspect of the campaign, which consisted of training journalists from community and private radios in Africa. The training program started at the end of last year in Niger and Senegal, with a few radio stations selected by AMARC, the World Association of Community Radios.
We think it's particularly important that we get the message out to the public in these countries of origin. And what better way to do that than through radio, especially community radio? At the end of the day, it's about their communities, so that is what radio is wonderful for doing.
Leonard Doyle, spokesperson for IOM.
And the whole idea is to get them to have an in-depth discussion about migration, get away from the clichés, get away from the kind of misperceptions, and really tell the population at home what the story really is when somebody decides to go on the road without legal papers. What we're trying to do is to do what we call peer-to-peer communication. So instead of governments, international organizations telling people that they shouldn't migrate irregularly, we like to leave it to the migrants who've returned to say, well, look, this is the real situation that I encountered. I thought I was going to go to Europe. I was looking forward to an El Dorado. It didn't happen. Instead, I ended up in the clutches of some very criminal gangs. And this is my personal experience. So we're simply trying to amplify that so that that's the message that gets out there.
A message that seemed to have got through to some listeners who changed their minds about taking the dangerous route towards Europe. One of them is from the town of Pikin in Senegal. He spoke in Wolof to Kodu Lum, a journalist with Radio Oxygen, who attended the Aware Migrants training.
I'm Baba Si. I already had a large amount of money saved, but I spent it all, and I was in the process of getting organized to leave when I heard your program on immigration. I then decided to stay and invest that money here, in my country, because I was shocked by the testimonies I heard from migrants who came back, the hardship they faced, the abuse, those who were killed, and the huge amount of money they lost. But you know, I would like to ask IOM to help the migrants before they leave and not only wait until they're sent back home. You should help people when they most need it. That's the only way to fight illegal immigration. Helping them means going to those neighborhoods where young people are just hanging around doing nothing because there are no jobs. They are ready to leave everything for a better life. And if IOM cannot do any of that, couldn't it just refund some of the money spent by the migrants? I cried a lot when listening to the programs, and I thought that I was lucky not to have left.
Journalist Kodu Lum said that she has been reporting on illegal immigration since 2013, but the training last November changed her approach to this issue.
Before, we were not asking the question directly for the migrant. We were just talking about illegal migration with the information we had in internet. And I see RFE writing that, and all that we give were negative because we just use exactly the words that Occidental media use it. We did not use our own words.
Kodu Lum said that carrying out reports on illegal immigration in this manner only succeeded in antagonizing the potential migrants.
The training teach me to use another way. That way is to give the opportunity to the migrant to explain exactly by their own words what happened. Okay? They ask us to do a sport. Before, I did never do that. I did never do a portrait for a migrant.
And that made a big difference, in your opinion?
Yes, it made big difference because it's after that training that people come to me and said me that I decided to go, but now I stop to stay at Senegal and to work here because I had listened the radio program of it. We did not ask people not to go, but inform them about illegal migration.
Jean-Luc Mutusami is a director of media expertise. He's the journalist who conducted the training programs at the end of last year in Niger and Senegal. He insisted on the difference between the term illegal immigration and irregular migration, the latter being the one favored during the training.
Illegal brings the questions of legality that we don't want to go into. And irregular is one of the terms that IOM uses, brings less, I'd say, value judgment. The migrants don't use the regular way, they use the irregular one. I'd say it can sound politically correct, but this is the terms that IOM usually use in these circumstances.
How are the reports on illegal immigration or irregular migration usually carried out prior to the training?
When they were done, it was more to say to people, look what happens when you leave, look what happens when you go down this road of illegality or irregularity. And it was more a kind of value judgment that was given in terms of reporting. Most of the radio stations rely on international organizations like IOM to get the figures. Sometimes they don't want to report because either they are concerned themselves, because they're always someone somewhere in the community, in the village or in the town that you know that left. It's really an issue that's discussed in their families, in their communities. So they don't really know how to address this question, because they know that lots of people are leaving, and they know that there are lots of smugglers also in town which don't want them to report on these stories. For them, it was quite difficult to find the right angle, and this is what we worked on, to find the right angles and not bring a value judgment where they tell people what they think, but to rather open the doors, open the mic to people's testimonies, to those who came back, to those who are staying there in the countries where they left, and so that they can tell their stories. And this is the technique that I used to try to get as much as possible testimonies from real stories and in local languages.
What do you think it is that help make a difference in the way journalists now report on this issue?
Now they feel that they are really that element in the middle of what's happening in the field and what they want to broadcast. They are not putting their opinion in the story. That's great. They really feel that they are going through something more professional. And on the other side, people who come and testify or people who listen feel that the stories that are given to them are real factual stories of things that really happened. They don't doubt about these stories, because sometimes when it comes from abroad, let's say it, when some stories come from abroad, they say that it's some kind of manipulation from countries which don't want to see migrants coming. So they say, oh, this is these stories from Germany, from France, from Europe. You don't want us to come, so you are telling us all kinds of stories. But these stories come from their communities, in their local languages, from people who have left. And for them, it's great to be able to not only to connect with the people, but connect with the stories. And we have some results also that I've been able to see.
The use of local languages, you stress, is very important, because this is how listeners can connect and relate to the issue discussed.
Exactly. This is, in fact, one of the main elements of the training, and also one of the main difficulties for me, because I don't speak all these local languages. And we tried with this operation to have as many local languages as possible. In Senegal, there were 15 radio stations with 7 languages used. In Niger, we used 2 languages.
And you say that made a huge difference.
Yeah, because we go into people's heart in a way that we won't in another language, be it French or English, French in this case, as Niger and Senegal are Francophone countries, because for them it's still the language which comes from a foreign country. It's not the language that they speak at home. It's not where they express their emotions. Talking to them in their local languages, in their language that really relates to their daily lives, also helps them to build their own opinion, to make their decision. And this is what happened later when I was able to meet in Niger some people who listened to the programs. It's because of these local languages that they understood all the elements that we wanted to bring to them.
Was there any other aspect of the training that helped make a difference on how to report on this issue of irregular migration or illegal immigration?
You know, all these community radios, they do long, very, very long interviews, and they just take 1 minute from their interviews. And I said to them, bring your interviews, and let's listen to these interviews, and let's see what clip we can take that can be used in the profiles that we're going to make, in the debates that we're going to prepare, and also in the radio spots that we're going to broadcast. And we listened to the interviews. And then they said to me that, wow, we didn't know that we had all these materials that we could use to do other programs, to be used in other aspects of radio programming. And that was probably one of the hardest part of my training, was to deconstruct what they were doing before, always saying, don't go, stay, there's no work for you there, it's cold out there, here you have a more convenient climate, or you have your family here, to take out all the elements that are really newsworthy and to integrate that into other radio formats.
Various organizations, local and international, have helped some returnees build a project and set up a business. Niger, a country of transit, and Senegal, a country of origin, were the first two places where this radio journalist training initiative by Aware Migrants took place. It could be extended to other countries, but IOM says it depends on funding. And that's all for this edition of African Media, and it's goodbye from me, Zeenat Hansrod.
Be aware, be aware. Nakanda anatu kafo ikadu. Sangema na Kenya wonyama, madiba iyerera imaye kana ba iyera ye. Foi kaso iyera ye. Be aware, brother.
Yeah.